Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 975-925. 713-780-3776. We've got a, not a full board, but we had one, and we got a bunch of callers in here, so let's see.
Yeah, we got one line open, 713-780-3776.
Right, let's go. So let's get some calls in here. Southwest Jay wants to get in here. What do you say, Southwest Jay?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Great show. So football season starts today, and your Texans Colts discussion, you know, it's cool or whatever, but that offensive line breakdown and WNBA discussion is awesome radio, guys. Like, you mind breaking down the cornhole world championship MVP race, please?
We could. I mean, we actually, you did with the guy with no hands and no legs, and he's throwing cornhole.
Yeah.
Yeah. We did have a segment breaking that down, dude.
Yeah,
we did. I mean, so you can go to the podcast, Southwest Jay, and hear that. Or we could do it again.
That actually, yeah, there's actually a guy with no legs or full or hands.
Hands. He got no hands.
He's on his arms.
And he's awesome.
And he's an unbelievable cornhole player.
Yeah.
And he's a guy that I would, now.
Where would you draft him in the cornhole fantasy draft?
I don't know. There's a lot of those guys that are good, but he's
with
pretty
no hands and no legs.
Well, I mean, he should be playing in Paralympic cornhole stuff.
Well, no, he's good enough for the regular tour.
I know he is.
He's good enough to be in the pro league.
I've always seen that. I don't know if he's always good or if he just had a really good day that day, because that's the only.
Oh, he's competing at the highest level, Lance.
No, I know, but is he always good? Like, you can win a golf tournament and not be a great golfer.
No, you can't.
Yeah, you
not
can.
On
you
the PGA Tour. You're really,
not
really
one
good.
Of the top 20 players in the world.
No, not one of the top 20 players.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe he had a good round.
That's true.
And I said this too, and people are going to take offense to this, cornhole players are. But I do believe that if I had 6 months, at first I said 2 months, but that's disrespectful. If I had 6 months to really tie in my muscle memory, that's one that doesn't require explosiveness. It doesn't, you're not going to fatigue. Like, I think I could become a great cornhole player. Maybe not a champion, but I could win. I could win a tournament, like in somewhere in, you know, north side of Houston, somewhere in Deer Park, or something like that. A tournament where
no, you couldn't. You don't understand.
If I actually played it,
no.
How hard is it to throw? Like, to get used to throwing? I'm not bad at darts already. How hard is it to get used to throwing a beanbag?
Why can't you be a dart champion then? If you get 6 months.
Those people are just, I just feel like you can't escalate your amateur play to that level.
Okay, cornhole, you have to be.
Cornhole's muscle
look
memory.
What you Southwest Jay, you asked for it. This is what you got.
Yeah, be careful.
Anybody else want to suggest topics for the show?
Yeah, be careful.
Be careful. All because you couldn't stand.
What I'm saying about cornhole.
All because they couldn't stand a little talk involving women's sports.
Women's sports.
Now
I mean, how misogynist.
Yeah.
How misogynist is this listening audience? We got it on Twitter, too.
Of course
you guys,
did.
Great. The NFL season, Jackie. The NFL season's starting, and you guys are talking. Please talk more, Caitlin Clark.
Oh, Jackie, are Chiefs Ravens making you warm in your special parts? You want us to break down Chiefs Ravens?
John,
that's what you want?
Chiefs Ravens. Okay, Chiefs Ravens. Let's go.
All right, Jackie, call in.
Your thoughts.
Text
Jackie, because it's so important to you.
Yeah. Tweet us, call the show. What do you want to hear about Chiefs Ravens tonight?
Yeah,
this is so
let's
important.
Go. Break it down. What's going
to
happen on the line? What's going to happen in the secondary? Okay.
Was it John that called Caitlin, or is it somebody else called Caitlin the Jackie Robinson of
that
the
That was WC? You.
It was me?
Yes.
No, I called somebody.
No, you
else
called
the Jackie
a white
Robinson.
Corner the Jackie
no, I think
Robinson.
It was John just the
I
other
did.
Day.
I think I did.
Well, yeah. he's you.
She is.
You've called a white corner the Jackie Robinson.
Oh yeah, Jackie Robinson of white corners.
Or was it Jesse Owens? Jesse Owens.
Oh, no, I called the Jesse Owens. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
The Jesse Owens of white corners. He called Caitlin the Jackie Robinson of the WNBA,
what?
And you had to step in and say that barrier this, never
look
really
at the,
existed.
Look at the resistance she's getting from. The other side.
Well, Sue Bird didn't get that resistance.
No. Yeah. That's right.
That's what makes it.
Caitlin is.
Well, I don't think it's because she's white.
She's not. No, she's from Iowa. That's why.
I think it's just really petty.
It's
jealousy.
Against Iowa.
We're getting sucked back
she's
into
the Jackie
Caitlin
Robinson of Iowa.
You brought us back. It's on you again.
She's the Jackie.
On me.
You. Yes, it is on
not
you.
It's not my.
Yeah,
problem.
It is. Let's
that was
get
Southwest Jay.
Keith wants to break down the Ravens and the Chiefs. What do you say, Keith?
Hey, guys, forget Ravens-Chiefs talk. Let's stick to WNBA. Paige Bueckers is going to be number one pick next year out of UConn. What's your best fit, Lance? You know, obviously, the Fever won't have number one. They've got Clark. Bueckers has been everywhere this entire summer. U.S. Open, all over every sports game, every sporting event. Where's she going?
I think she's got to go to the Sky. Listen, the Sky have two players in the front court.
What?
Well, they have two players in the front court that can rebound. They need a backcourt player now.
No. Here's what's going to happen. She's going. She's definitely going to the She's going to the Mystics.
No,
the Sparks.
Yeah. Well, the WNBA has a lottery. They don't do like the NFL. So it's no guarantee. But
LA needs her.
I thought this was Ravens. He
LA
had Ravens
needs her.
Chiefs. It said Ravens Chiefs on what he wanted to talk about.
And then he changed his mind.
He said, no, this is too important.
These are plants from other radio shows trying to bring us down.
No, listen. You don't think like. Do you don't think the WNBA is going to plant her in L.A.?
I don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah. No.
I'm just
Kate
telling
Beckers
you,
is perfect
I'm just,
for L.A.
I'm just telling you how it goes. It's not like
did
the
you
NFL.
Say Kate Beckers?
Whatever her name is.
Paige.
Jeez. You guys are the worst.
She's the Larry Doby. Paige. She's the Larry Doby of WNBA.
Who was the first black SEC player? You want to compare her to that?
Well, isn't the one that got hurt? Isn't she on the Sparks?
Cameron Brink.
You put that with
that
or Paige, one of
that,
them?
Not that. You put her. Don't say put that.
Did you see the miniskirt she was wearing the other day?
No, I didn't.
You missed it?
No, I didn't.
Cameron Brink.
No, she went to the game.
Yeah.
It was really, really short.
She doesn't wear warm-ups.
She couldn't possibly wear anything underneath that.
I don't like where this is going.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying you put
every day of the show.
Yes, but even
what, is today your concern?
It's worse today.
Get some of these calls in here.
It's 8:11.
It's all called Thursday.
Well, Soccer Scott was here before.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's get him in here.
Oh, soccer now? You want to go to soccer?
Hey, Soccer Scott.
It's natural, only natural. I love soccer, and I miss us talking about it in the summer. And do you think we'll ever get a professional team here in the Houston area?
We have.
Thanks, Al.
I think we have one.
We have.
Cut it out, Soccer Scott.
Professional team. We have a professional men's and women's team.
Knock. Hey.
We'll ever get one.
I don't think you're being serious about that call.
I love it. I love it. Like how we did it in the summer. We're talking Euros and Copa.
Yeah, it was an exciting time.
Scott wanted more.
A soccer coach. Our coach got fired.
He did?
Yes.
Oh. Who are we hiring?
Mauricio Pochettino.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, missed that.
I did know that, actually.
Yeah, you did know that.
Okay. Richard has a burning pizza story. Go ahead.
We can do that when we come back. Do that when we come back.
This is not a serious. You are
this
not
is,
serious.
This
people.
Is a holiday. I told you it was a
people.
Holiday. I
but
told you that.
There's no joke in the house.
It's you know what? It is a holiday. You know what? It's a holiday because
people.
My bookie is here. My bookie is here, and the football season is here, and it's a holiday because the NFL starts tonight. But you got to get in today. How about this weekly risk-free boosts? You make a bet, you lose. Don't worry about it. No, you don't have to pay us. What? If you win, your bet hits, you win. How about that? That's like it's called a free bet on Thursdays. How about that? MyBookie's also giving away hundreds of thousands in prizes with the Super Survivor and Squares contest. You got to do a lot of these. So Survivor, you got to get in before the season starts. So you got to do that this afternoon. Let's go. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. You put in promo code BET975, they double your money. With promo code BET975, double your initial deposit, okay? And then MyBookie Plus,
You climb through tiers of loyalty rewards program to unlock even more epic promotions. The more you bet, the more that you get back. So it's great. This is the time. It had never been a better time to sign up at mybookie.ag, promo code BET975.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and
92.5. Dell's trying to get the show sexy.
No, I'm just playing some Dre. You turned it into that.
Just sounds like it. Richard wants to talk about burning pizza. Let's do that now. Hey, Richard. Richard, are you there? 3, 2, 1. I know. He's got a burning pizza story, too. You got a burning pizza story. He had a burning pizza story.
I'll let you have one.
Now we have to talk about sports.
Yep.
Gary wants to talk about Russell Wilson.
We think.
Hey, Gary.
Well, I do want to talk about Russell Wilson, but let me backtrack a little, guys, because you did open that door, John. Wanted to walk through it. Donald Trump, Clark, when you're watching them on TV, Clark and Trump's crowd, you hardly ever see. You may see one little African American person in the background, or when they saw the autographs and what have you. But when Sue Bird and most of the girls or ladies in the WNBA, when you see them signing autographs, it's a cluster, a mixture of folk. But like with Clark and Trump, they have that in common. So you don't see a lot of mixture in their crowds. All right. Now, as far as
you can't blame Caitlin Clark for that, though.
Well, no.
No. I'm not blaming. No. We're just having a little fun. No. I'm not blaming her. I'm not blaming her. But when you go to games, there are African-American little girls coming to see. They're not in that line, though. I'm not blaming her. Please take it like that. No. Nobody in the WNBA, they're not rushing to see her. It's only one crowd. Like, it's nobody rushing to see Trump, but one crowd. So now, but it's not Clark's fault. Now, maybe Trump, but it's not Clark's fault. But I'm just saying, you're only drawing one crowd because of the persona, not just because of where you are. But it's got to be something to that, because a lot of little kids go to games. Why are they not in that line? So, they're in the Sue Bird line, or like they're in the all the other girls.
We're just kind of taking
your take. Yeah.
How many autograph sessions have you been at?
Yeah, there's no little. There's no African American girls.
There's a perception that's all her fan base, but yes, I don't think that's accurate. But I know that's the perception, and I get it.
I don't. All we can do is go by the optics. That's all. I'm just saying. I don't know it either. All we can do is go by the optics. We can't sugarcoat it or try to backtrack. All we can do is go by the optics. They have a line. People are in that line. You let people through. You sign autographs.
Hold on, Gary. I got to ask you something about – you're going to talk about Russell Wilson. I got to ask you something. Did you hear the call that Jacob made to us last week? Did you – don't get nervous. Dell doesn't even want me to bring this up. Did you happen to hear Jacob's call? You may not have.
About what? I can break it down, but we're not trying to mislead. We're not trying to add. That's what people do. They'll try to find another one. We're sticking to this topic. But no, I didn't hear it. But what we will try to do is justify. We're talking about this topic. You guys brought it up.
Right.
Super, Caitlin
Clark. I just Googled Caitlin Clark signing autographs, and I brought up images. And I brought up images, and you're absolutely right. It's all white people. Now, I will say this. It's in Iowa, and that's all there are white people. Okay? And secondly, she's in Indiana, which is all white people.
Okay, but she doesn't play. What I'm saying, guys, I know we're trying to find a fit. Let's just not be uncomfortable. She doesn't just stay in Indiana. She plays all around, guys. So let's leave it at that. And now the Russell Wilson take.
Go ahead.
Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers both have one Super Bowl. I know Aaron Rodgers have an MVP that started the color thing, too. He's got a couple of MVPs. But the narrative on Russell, because of what Sean Payton did, notice Russell was playing good until they benched him and yada, 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 yada. Aaron Rodgers' last full year was a 9-8 season, 4 years. So when they're going in on Russell, let's see what he does. And I'm a Cowboys fan, but I'm just looking at and listening to everybody. When everybody gets on that one train, I'm going to create a show that's going to be called Against the Grain. Because you got to have somebody to play different. Not everybody thinks the same. Russell Wilson had a decent year in Denver until that Sean Payton with the nose that stuck up in the air, coach. Aaron Rodgers did not his last full year. And he got hurt outside the pocket last year. We talk about pocket quarterback. That's another topic. He rolled outside the pocket and got hurt. So what I'm saying is that why are they lambasting Russell because of possibly Sean Payton and getting on that train, yeah. Sean Payton? And Aaron Rodgers did nothing.
Okay, here's the problem that Russell has, and this is a bad problem. His teammates didn't like him at Seattle. And I think it's kind of unfair because, honestly, I think some of it is he's not like them. They see him as corny. They see him as a fake. You know, the defense was famously anti-Russell Wilson, especially Richard Sherman. And I think some of that's unfair because he's not, you know, he's different. He's just different than some of those guys. He came up different. He is different. He took a lot of heat on his own team there. His teammates in Denver didn't seem to like him. They didn't like, they leaked that story about him doing wind sprints down the, I don't know if you heard that or not, Gary, wind sprints down the plane when they were flying to play an overseas game. They just think he does a lot of extra things. His own teammate, the defensive lineman, I can't remember who the D lineman was, the D tackle that jumped him on the sideline and started screaming at him. Russell just has not been the same. I know what you're saying about the stats, but some of the stats he had, they were not wins. He really didn't play that well, to be honest with you, watching the game. I thought Russell had a shot with Sean Payton, and Sean Payton's a good – I mean, you can succeed in Sean Payton's offense. I thought his stats looked good. They didn't turn into wins. He wasn't scoring many points at all. He would break down inside the 20s. Russ, there's really not a no conversation. There was a conversation until 21, and Russell Wilson deserved to be in it. He was an elite quarterback. Russell Wilson was one of the top five quarterbacks in pro football for many years, and people were slow to put him in there. I wasn't, because I loved what he did. Explosive plays, touchdowns, low interception total, which Aaron Rodgers is known for. But Aaron, toward the end of his career, put back-to-back MVPs on the board and played at really high level before, you know, he went out against they were 9-8, as you mentioned, I guess 9-8 his last year with the Packers, and then he hurt his Achilles. Aaron is disliked by the public because of, you know, his persona and some of the things he says. He's not a popular quarterback. Aaron Rodgers is maybe the most talented quarterback that I've ever seen. But people don't like Aaron Rodgers, the person. His teammates seem to like him. But the general public, a lot of them, don't like Aaron Rodgers because he's so outspoken. Russ is one of those guys that I think the general public likes, or at least they should. Seems like a really good dude. But his play, Russ's play, he just hasn't been able to get it back together. Didn't the Texans beat Russ? Russell, the Texans beat the Broncos, didn't they?
No. In Denver?
No, it was a low-scoring game.
It was a terrible game. I was there.
Horrible game.
I went to the game.
Yeah, and Russell wasn't good. He was throwing the ball all over the place.
He was awful. The Texans were awful. This was 2 years ago, not last year.
The Nathaniel Hackett. Yeah. Oh, that Broncos.
Was Hackett. Hackett, yeah.
Yeah, he was really bad with Hackett.
It was, yeah.
And then with Sean Payton,
The numbers are better, like you said, but the
numbers
play,
look better.
When you watch the games, it didn't look good.
No.
He did start off, you know, it's interesting. He started off with... He had two 300-yard games in his first three games. Two of them were 300-yard games. Then he had one that was 95 yards on 22 attempts against Kansas City. One touchdown, two interceptions. He had the three-touchdown passing game against Kansas City then where he threw for 114 yards. So, I guess that's good. He was 12-19 for 114 yards, but he did have three touchdowns. Which is good.
Do you think Jacob and Gary should have their own show?
That would be fun.
Possibly. How come they didn't win Rock the Mic?
When he played good teams, Russell. Why
didn't we give them a podcast?
I know.
What?
I would
love to hear it.
And what he's saying is, I want to be against the grain. You basically want to be Skip Bayless. Skip Bayless gets paid, but well, he did.
Yeah.
Skip Bayless created, everyone's the son of Skip. Now, Stephen A. is the son of Skip. Everybody that runs the contrary type stuff or the highly emotional, polarizing stuff, that's a Skip Bayless move. Skip Bayless was doing that in the 80s as a writer in Dallas.
I know we all wanted to be fair and judge the contestants on what they put together. But
what
we
are
should,
you talking about? Well, he did play last year.
We should have just
year.
But he didn't play with Nathaniel Hackett. And I mean, it was Sean Payton in year one with the Broncos. That's
yeah,
what we're
he
saying.
Did. No, 2023.
No, Sean Payton was there last year. Nathaniel Hackett was in 2022. That's what we're saying.
Hmm. But it's 2024 right now.
We know,
you
but
know, the 2 years he was there, ago. He was with Hackett the first year.
I know, but the last year he had 3 interceptions and 1 touchdown against the Texans. And 186
was
yards.
That oh, here? That was here.
Oh, that was here.
Yeah, he had 134 yards passing against Cleveland.
They beat them here.
Like any time he played a good. No, they lost 17-22.
No, I'm saying the
yeah,
Texans
Houston
won.
Beat him. Yeah,
yeah.
But besides the Russell Wilson,
where,
and his
where do
mediocrity,
people get Russell Wilson had a good season from?
Just because you look at the numbers and they're not bad.
114, 134, 95.
26-8. You people look at his Pro Reference page
yeah,
and go 26-8.
That.
But back to my point. Let's get Gary and Jacob on a podcast.
I'm fine with it.
That's fine. That'd be great.
I would love it. Yeah. How come we didn't just do that instead of the Rock the Mic contest?
I think Niall brings up a good point. Let's talk Space Cowboys playoff roster.
I'm not going to be as good at that.
Okay, but do they need Chaz to go back down?
Do they have playoffs?
Yes.
Yeah, they have playoffs.
Why?
Yeah, because to win their league.
But you got 40-man
oh
stuff.
God.
Don't you want to go up to the 40-man?
No, you want to. Well, that you know, you want
that's more money.
They're on the 40.
Well, they're already on the 40-man.
40-man. Well, it's
the call up.
Oh, the call up.
Yeah, call up. The Astros don't do that. The Cubs do that. Okay. The Royals do that. The Astros don't call guys up. Although they did call up Hunter Brown and go, look what happened.
But, yeah.
He made the postseason roster. Yeah, the Astros don't do that too much. And they've limited it now to how many guys? Because they want the Space Cowboys to win a championship.
Is that why they changed
that's
the rule?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I'm talking right now. I just talked a little while ago, but I'm going to do it again. I want to talk about hoops. I want to talk about hoops, sporting goals. I want to talk about ProDunk.com. I want you to go to the website. And I want you to see what ProDunk is all about. I want you to see the beautiful product that they put out at ProDunk. ProDunk is the best. It is the only place that don't go to a box store, Dad, and go and here's your basket. Get some sand. You need some sand to put in the base so it won't blow away and it rattles and it shakes all the time. Every time you hit the basket, that's terrible. That is terrible. Do not go to a box store and buy a goal. The kids want to play. Mom wants a great goal out there because it improves the curb appeal. You think you want a basket with the rim that's bent and the backboard is chipped and it needs painting? That's awful. Where do you live? How are you living your life? Live your life with a ProDunk. We had one. It was excellent. Kids loved it. They were out in the driveway. They were playing basketball. They were dunking. They had a great time. And you know where your kids are. They're in your driveway. That's the best place for your kids to be. So do it. Do it, Dad. If you want to buy a goal for the kids, ProDunk.com, ProDunk.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back here on ESPN. Really hope Jordan versus LeBron talk is coming up next. Dustin, as a matter of fact, did you see Scottie Pippen, the stuff he said about Jordan?
When? He's been.
No, he wrote a book and said how.
Ever since Last Dance.
Oh, the Last Dance.
He has been.
Said how Michael Jordan arrogant, how he just belittled them, it was Michael and the Jordanaires. And boy, Scottie unloaded. And by the way, he said LeBron's the greatest basketball player ever.
So he's gone back and forth a couple of times. I thought like a year or so ago he said Jordan was the best.
A couple years ago.
Well,
but
then Jordan's
LeBron.
Son started dating Lara.
Larsa?
Larsa.
I mean, how can you keep saying Jordan when Marcus is going to work?
Yeah.
You can't.
You can't. You can't say. You can't give him any credit.
I'm sure Scotty Pippen, is. I'm sure Pippen's the one who leaked the pictures of Marcus doing the.
The blow.
The blow. Yeah. Did y'all see this?
Yeah. Boy, is he bitter. Wow, he's bitter. Ever since The Last Dance. And it was, well, Mike had all of the, and it was just about Mike. It really was. Mike, it was self-serving, well, about itself.
The thing that really, like, I didn't learn anything I didn't already know about Michael Jordan. He is an apex predator. And this makes him great, but it also makes him an a-hole.
Yeah.
I mean, and he's an a-hole. I mean, you know, what he did with Scotty, what really bothered me is when Jordan's making $30 million a year or whatever it was, and he was telling Scotty, you need to get in here, you know, and just play. Forget your contract. Yeah. Get in here. Your $3 million is, oh, you can't live on $3 million, Scotty. Like, man, Jordan didn't even have Scotty's back on the contract stuff.
No, and he should
have.
If
he should have.
If Jordan would have gone to management, if he would have gone to Reinsdorf, I imagine it would have been a lot better for Scotty.
Yeah, would have helped.
As opposed to what he did. All right, Richard, Burning Pizza Guy. Let's get him in here. Hey, Richard.
Hey, I apologize. I was feeding some pigs and dropped the phone. So, Lance, I'm telling you, I went to Dave Matthews and Warren Zevon in 2006 with some Carolina. We get back to my house and they're all hanging out. I put a pizza in the oven. They don't know. I fall asleep with my door closed, and then I almost killed everyone of asphyxiation because there was black and yellow smoke. It went for like 6 hours. The pizza became the size of a hockey puck. I was just wondering how dark the smoke was and how close you were to killing your family.
So it wasn't me. Mason almost killed our family. And you know what? It was it's black, and it had shrunk into about three to about probably it had shrunken probably to about 2/3 the size of what it's supposed to be.
A basketball.
And there wasn't a bunch of smoke yet. There wasn't a bunch of smoke yet, but I think it was headed in that direction. Well, there obviously was some because I could smell it in my bedroom across the house with a CPAP machine up my nose. I somehow smelled it. So,
oh my God.
Yeah. It's Del, what do you hang up on Richard? Oh my God! Did I just get? Did he just
well,
trick
now,
me?
I know a young.
He said a Warren Zevon. I mean, he had a highly, but I think it's real because he had a very specific concert he went to.
So right, and for whatever, well,
2006,
right.
Warren Zevon and right,
somebody,
whoever else
and somebody else. I know a young man who was he's in an apartment. And he's cooking eggs.
Oh, my God.
He's cooking eggs on a stove, an electric stove. And the power went out. And he was like, oh, crap. So he left and he went somewhere else where they had power. And the power came back on.
Oh, yeah.
Burned the whole kitchen down. Burned the whole kitchen. Yep. Yeah. And the insurance paid. But he got home to the apartment building. The firemen are there putting out the fire.
In an apartment building.
In an apartment building.
He could have
burned
down other
people's stuff because
he had eggs sitting there.
Yeah, right. Yeah, because, well, he's like, he didn't bother to turn the stove off before he left. He didn't even think of it. Anyway, there's another burning kitchen story.
I'm not going back to my house today.
Okay.
Like, I'll go back at about 8:30 tonight. I'm probably going to watch two movies. I'll watch some offensive line.
Well, is this how you pay them back for...
Well, I'm not going to be there when it smells like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then my wife got mad at me for waking her up for this, and then I woke up everybody.
Hey, listen, you wake people up if they're trying to burn your house down.
Yeah, and then Mason got chewed out a little bit.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Yeah, that hockey puck pizza had to be thrown away somehow.
Let's get James in here. He wants to talk Dolphins football. Now he's perked up. What do you say, James?
Hey, guys. I've got a quick question for Dell. Since you, Dell, love to talk down on all things Houston, including the Texans, quick question about your beloved Miami Dolphins. You act like Tua is God's gifted quarterback, and Brian Flores is the guy holding him back. Yeah. But Flores won 19 games in his two seasons with the Dolphins, and then Gainwell only won 20 in his first two seasons, even with the additions of Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill. So to that fact, my question is, do Miami fans just want Flores as a scapegoat, or is Tua simply overrated, or is McDaniels just not the guy your fan base makes him out to be? I'm trying to answer this question without any thoughts, injury excuses, or anything like that.
Okay. These are very fair questions he asked. He didn't want excuses.
Mm-hmm.
Which one of those three is it? Is Tua overrated?
Mm-hmm.
Did you scapegoat Flores, or is Mike McDaniel just not as good as you guys act like he is?
I would say, since you have the stats in front of you about the record, or maybe you saw a Twitter post, go look at what Brian Flores' record when Tua doesn't play quarterback. And then we can talk about who is what. And I would say another thing. When you have the responsibility of nurturing a top five pick at quarterback, do your job. He didn't get fired for not winning enough games. He got fired because he ruined the quarterback.
He's a defensive coach, Dell.
That doesn't matter. Your job is to coach the entire team.
I need to ask Jacob and Gary why he got fired.
And do they count too?
So, James... his job isn't just to win football games, which he did a lot
of.
In fact, the Dolphins did not blame him for that. They blamed him for killing the confidence.
Did they catch a lawsuit for firing him?
I don't know how that did. How's it going? Did he win it?
Probably.
Probably will.
Yeah, or did
he drop the whole NFL? That always works out for everybody.
Or did he drop it because he wants to continue to be an employee of the NFL?
I think that was actually the...
Yeah, so, sure... I would ask you this, James, since you love the Texans. If D'Amico Ryans was winning a lot of games, but you could tell C.J. Stroud hated to play for him.
Wouldn't know what that was like.
Yeah, you wouldn't know what it was like because normally coaches don't try to ruin their top five quarterbacks' chances of being successful.
Stop calling them top five quarterbacks. That's where he was drafted.
That's what I'm saying.
He's top five in the league.
No, that's what I'm saying. A top five draft pick. You don't. His job was to nurture him and to turn him into something. So, yes.
Okay, then let James say it.
Say
it sounded like a bunch of excuse making.
No,
it sounded like James.
I gave him the reason.
You,
I didn't say Brian Flores was fired for being a bad coach. Although, if you look at his numbers, his defense has never stopped any coaches, any offenses with a pulse. In fact, he was giving up over 30 points a game to playoff teams in his tenure. So, some of those numbers are he was killing the Lambs and getting killed by the
personnel
Lions.
Personnel didn't do their job getting the right players.
Oh, okay,
let's find. Yeah. Let's see what James.
Yeah,
okay,
let's talk about that.
James, did Dell give you the answers you were looking for?
Of course not.
Of course not. But
what answer did you want, James? Hold on, James. What answer did
you want? He gave you one of three, James, A, B, or C.
James, what answer did you want for me to just agree with you?
A, B, or C, what? And you went on some tangent about confidence.
Well, how about A? Well, A, B, or C were stupid. That's why I didn't give you those answers, because they're dumb narratives.
A, B, or C.
A, B, or C.
There's no D, none of the above.
Well, A, B,
answer the question. There was no all of the above or none of the above.
Well, A, B, and C were stupid-ass reasons, so that's why I gave him a different one.
We'll go McDaniels overrated. We'll go Tua overrated.
That's your answer?
That's it. Overrated.
That's not my answer. I told you what the answer is.
No, you gave an answer. It wasn't on the board.
Don't.
Hey, it's a Scantron test.
Don't.
A, B, or C.
Don't. This is a clue. For all coaches coming up, don't try to destroy the potential franchise's quarterback's confidence, and you may keep your job. Simple as that.
It helps.
Simple as that,
it
James.
It helps not to do that.
It's pretty easy.
Scapegoat.
Yeah, stop someone who can actually throw a forward pass.
Yeah.
Not Ian Book.
He should still be there. Had a better record. A better
record. He doesn't have a better record. It's
similar. Don't bring up Ian Book's name into this.
Well, that's the guys he was winning games against.
That guy was terrible.
Oh, look, the Dolphins are in a long winning streak when Ian Book was one of the guys he was going against. Stop it, James.
Notre Dame's own Ian Book.
You're not watching Dolphins football. You don't know nothing.
Who would have scored more, Ian Book or Connor Wegman in that game the other day.
Ian Book was not a bad college quarterback. So no, Ian Book.
Please don't do this. I'm about to call in and talk horse racing if y'all don't clean this show up. Oh, my God.
Will you have a buddy when
we
talk horse racing?
We have a lot of very specific calls today.
Yes.
An unusually amount of specific calls.
When we want more. What do you want to talk about?
Well, Renee,
it's a holiday show.
Renee, a longtime listener, said this. He goes, what did he say? He said, now this. Is vintage John and Lance.
Can we get a call about who you should start in your fantasy football teams this weekend? No one's called about that yet.
Nobody has called about that. I'm torn on some
I bet you are.
Yeah. I got some decisions to make. Time for me right now. I made a decision a while ago to go to Chastain Ford, and it was the best decision I made. I went to Chastain Ford, and I bought me an Explorer. And it couldn't have been a better car buying experience, and you're going to have that same car buying experience. Not just because I speak. And listen, they don't treat me any differently than they treat you, okay? I pay just like everybody else. I pay for my car. I love my car. But you know what?
the first thing that they asked me, and this is the first time that that happened to me ever buying a car, where do your payments have to be? So to they care immediately about me having the right car for my budget, for what I can afford, okay? And that's what they'll do for you. And that's why, I mean, honestly, that's kind of a big deal. The other dealerships are just trying to add on, mark up, let's get as much as we can. No, you need this and you need that in it. And, oh, by the way, what a great thing this is to put. No. And because they gotta gouge you as much as they possibly can. But you know what? You're not going back there. You know where you will go back? You'll go back to Chastang Ford because they care about you. They care about where your payments are going to be. They care about you being able to afford it. There are great deals going on right now. Great deals going on with the Bronco Sport, with the XLTs, with the Lightning. I mean, it's fantastic. So you'll always get a great deal at Chastang Ford, though. So if you're looking for the best way to get into that Ford car or truck, Chastang.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown Chastang Ford.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5-7370-3776. The number to hang out with us. You got a fantasy question or?
Nope.
Or you want to talk about
fantasy questions.
A burning kitchen?
Maybe you want to personally attack someone on the show?
Yeah.
Well, you can do that too. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, no, we do this all the time.
Yeah.
That's what we do. This is more like how the show
used
to be.
You keep calling it a holiday show. This is like Thunderdome. This is not a holiday show.
This is how this show used to be a lot.
Yeah. How big was the pizza burned into a... I just can't... I keep going back to Richard.
No!
Oh, whoa!
No!
I think he tricked me.
Who's next? Let's get Willie in here. Hey, Willie.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm calling about Russell Wilson and the 26 touchdowns and 8 interceptions he had last year. Half of the team... in the NFL would have liked that 26-8. And I like to say that I think that that Quittle and Sean Payton made Russell the scapegoat because he missed all them tackles when they gave up 70-something points to Miami.
Oh, I forgot about the 70-point. Thank you, Willie. I'm not going to keep going on Russell Wilson. If you watched him, he wasn't very good. I just went down the stats. He had 3 interceptions against the Texans. He was awful for 2 years in a row against the Texans. So won't keep going. I mean, the 26-8 looks good. But when you watch the games against good teams, he was terrible. I forgot how bad he was against the good defenses. Cleveland, Houston.
There's a reason they gave him $70 million to walk away.
Yeah.
I mean, he wasn't good.
And actually, Sean Payton... I mean, he had his best season under Sean Payton, statistically. He averaged less than 7 yards a throw. So it wasn't really – the only number that actually looks good pretty much is just the touchdown interception. Kept the interceptions low. But Sean Payton runs a quick-hitting, quick decision
offense. He's throwing for 114 yards. He's throwing for
– for a win.
A 95 yards.
95, 114.
That's a lot of check down.
And throws. The proof is in the fact that, no, not a lot of teams would have took that because when he was available, how many teams came calling?
Yeah.
No.
And then the Steelers got him and said, man, you know what? We need Justin Fields too.
Yeah, we're not quite sure, about this. Yeah.
And Willie, this ain't the media. This ain't white people. This is...
He didn't say that. He said Sean Payton scapegoated him.
I know.
Now you're just talking to Gary now.
Well, Willie's called in before on
with the Russell. Subject. Okay.
I think it was... Didn't he call him about Dusty?
Yeah, Willie.
I think it was Dusty.
Well, yeah,
regardless, but... that's his comments. That's fine.
Right. That's all. That's fine. But
hey, white people, get out of our way, please.
Is Sean Payton white?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
I just hope you guys start to listen to our voices, unlike Lance, and understand that it's our time at quarterback.
Lance doesn't listen to your voice.
No, he does
not.
He
doesn't. Okay.
Not when it comes to advice on lemon pepper wings.
I was going to go to Roostar and get the lemon pepper wings yesterday just because of that.
I can't speak on Roostar's lemon pepper wings.
They're excellent. I
bet
can.
They are.
No, I've had them multiple. That's what I get every time. That's my go-to.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, then why didn't you do it?
I was going to. You made me hungry for them again.
Yeah.
Because I listen to the voice of the people. Okay.
Dell?
Yes. Right.
And people like me.
And people like him that look like him.
About lemon pepper wings.
Yes, unlike yourself.
Unlike
if
you.
If you missed yesterday's show, you probably have no idea what we're talking about. But lemon pepper wings had a moment yesterday. Had an entire segment.
Well,
it was more about you.
It was more about you
black
not
voices.
Not hearing what black people are saying.
I came out and said I apologize to the people who have been telling me about lemon pepper
black
wings.
Black people, you said.
I did say to my African-American friends, my black friends, I apologize for not putting more respect on.
I'm unfamiliar
lemon,
with.
I know that I didn't
I was
listen to you.
With lemon peppers
game. Yeah, you were unfamiliar.
That's all it was.
Black people have voices too, Lance.
But you know what I did? I came out and said my apologies. You wouldn't do that. You double down on lemon pepper wings suck just to try to make a point.
I'm just glad you had a breakthrough yesterday.
And then Dell turned
finally,
it into
finally.
That's because you don't listen to black voices. You try to silence us.
We've heard you all show.
Oh, such
Willie,
a
Gary, you don't listen.
I said Willie's opinions are that. That's his opinions are his opinions.
That's a nice way to dismiss what he was saying.
Yeah. I mean, all ESPN's doing.
Right after you said, I don't believe anything you said, but Willie, you're welcome,
welcome to
even
it.
Though it sucks.
Even
every
though it's
topic on ESPN is when will Justin Fields take over? Like, we can't wait. This is going to be the best when Russell Wilson's out.
They actually are. Will he be pulled in the first game with one of the topics
the topic today?
Today?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, let's get Pena in here before we get to John Chill on the other side. What do you say, Pena?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I was going to ask y'all, who y'all think is going to have a better week one, Terry McLaurin or Xavier Worthy? Thank you. Have a great day.
Xavier Worthy or Terry McLaurin? I kind of like Terry McLaurin.
With Jaden?
With Jaden. I think Jaden's going
to
have
his whoopee. Yeah, I think we need to remember that.
I'm hoping he's going to be his whoopee.
Rashee Rice, he's a veteran. He's a good pass catcher. Rashee Rice is still the primary receiver in Kansas City. I don't think that changes. And then it's going to be followed by Travis Kelce. So I think Xavier Worthy will have big games from time to time. But, you know, Terry McLaurin has a better chance of having consistently bigger games. So, yeah, I kind of like McLaurin as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Terry McLaurin's going to have a nice year. With Jalen's going to be – he's going to need a go-to guy, and that's going to be Terry McLaurin. All right, 713-7803. Well, John Chill's going to join us on the other side to talk about what bets. It is time for you, my friends, to get to the Golden Nugget. We will talk to the Golden Nugget CFO on the other side about what's going down at DraftKings Sportsbook. Right now I'm talking about Robin and the great people over Houston Powder Coaters. You will probably talk to Robin if you call over there. You will for sure get free pickup and free delivery. What is it that you need powder coated? It is, and if you've never seen it with what they do, go to the website and see for yourself how just awesome it is. I mean, it'll make you don't have to buy that thing again. If it's a big ticket item, that can be really, really expensive. How about making it look new again? How about making it look whatever? You can change it to whatever color that you want, or you can go back to the original color, whatever it is, whatever that is. Or you can make your patio furniture look like your favorite team. You know, you can do it with orange and blue like your favorite baseball team, or red, white, and blue like your favorite football team, or burnt orange or maroon, whatever it is that your favorite team is. Make your stuff look great. Okay, and you do that at Houston Powder Coaters. They're awesome. You will love it. You'll love what they do for you. HoustonPowderCoaters.com. Tell Robin that you heard it right here, and you can text her a picture of whatever it is. She'll tell you can save it with Houston Powder Coaters, or you need to buy new stuff. She's going to be honest with you. HoustonPowderCoaters.com. That's HoustonPowderCoaters.com.